AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Ow!
That's not the original.
Well, you got a TV, buddy? Losers talk about we were winning at halftime. Welcome to college basketball, buddy. Are you asking a question there, Ben?
That's not the original.
Ow!
Well, you got a TV, buddy? Are you asking a question there, Ben?
You've arrived, but you've been cheated.
Gong and out, Vic, Petros and Money. AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. One more code word to get you before you go to bed. And then wake up tomorrow. Pick up two more.
What are you going to do tomorrow, Cates? I mean, yeah, what are you going to do on scam tomorrow? You scammed it up so hard today.
Yeah, sacks, no sacks.
How did that go?
We didn't do it today. Maybe tomorrow. We got Tony Gwynn Jr. tomorrow, David Vasse, and I'm working on one more.
Behind enemy lines with Tony Gwynn Jr.
And a big thank you to Mud Grant, who joined us in the first hour. Talk Padres, Dodgers.
Yeah, we can do behind enemy lines, too.
And Vasse joined us in the last hour. Scott Wolf joined us to talk about issues over at USC in South Los Angeles. You can podcast it all on the iHeartRadio app. But right now, it's time for the Final Hour Fun Facts.
It's fun in effect. It's the Hour 3.
Fun Facts. Fun Facts.
Ow.
On this Crunchy Groove Thursday, how about this one? In the 1950s, the U.S. State Department made Louis Armstrong a goodwill ambassador.
Yes.
They underwrote a tour through Europe and Asia. He liked to smoke weed.
Yeah, that's because of Nixon had the weed.
Well, that's the fun fact.
Oh.
You mother effer.
I'm sorry.
Returned to the States.
Well,
he was put in a customs line for inspection with a suitcase packed with 3 pounds of weed.
See, I didn't, that's a...
Not everybody knows the story.
I mean, that's Nate Newton level weed.
Yeah, 3 pounds in 1958. He was freaking out. He was sweating profusely.
He had his towel.
I'm going to make a fool of me and everybody affiliated with me. What am I going to do? Next thing you knew, doors kicked open, security detail, Vice President Richard Nixon has arrived, showing up for a photo op with a whole bunch of reporters. He catches Satchmo out of the corner of his eyes like, ha, what a great photo op this is.
What are you doing with 3 pounds of weed, Satch?
And he
says,
3 pounds? Quote to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo. Can you imagine Nixon saying, Satchmo?
Well.
Right? What are you doing here? Quote, Armstrong replied,
it's
well,
like
Pops.
If it was Michael Jackson. King of Pop! What are you doing?
Well, Pops, I just came back from my Goodwill Ambassadors tour of Asia, and they told me I had to stand in this line. Without hesitation, Nixon grabbed both of Armstrong's suitcases and said, Ambassadors don't have to go through customs. And the Vice President of the United States will gladly carry your bags. Nixon then was a mule of walking 3 pounds of weed through United States Customs.
Well, it's not like Louis was going to sell it
at
the local high school.
Smoke it.
Satch.
Satchmo.
3 pounds.
Satchmo, what are you doing here?
I would imagine 3 pounds?
3 pounds. That's a big
Satchmo
suitcase.
No, it's you, Satch.
I mean, how about that?
It's time for Quick Hits.
The PMS Quick Hits. Come make it quick, y'all.
Uh-oh, code word, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the fifth?
This is the sixth of eight. After you hear this code word, you will be 75% through your code word collection.
This is like the USC spring game. I'm just surprised anybody shows up for this at all. Like the fact that somebody won this.
Sonia. Way to go, Sonia.
Son.
Your code words.
That's the thing. It says code word.
And then it's two words. Like all of them are two words.
These are...
Think blue. God, this sucks.
Ah!
We did three of these today.
Think
blue. And Cates is going to do two more tomorrow. It's six and seven.
But he might not be able to podcast that first hour.
Beware.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Beware.
I hope you're writing them down.
Think blue. That is our sixth of today. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Podcast the hours for any you might have missed on Rogan and Rodney. Now I see why we're doing it. Or on Petros and
Rodney. Whoa!
I get it now.
We know the streets.
Between 8 and 9 a.m., you're going to listen for Vin Scully to say it's time for Dodger baseball. That will be your cue to call if you're the correct caller. And by correct, you're
big,
the first
this
one
is
with
big,
all eight
Matt.
Code words. Yes, Cates reminds us, $2,000 worth of tickets. Field-level tickets, Section 3, right behind home plate, like you could be on TV sort of stuff.
Clippers play the Houston Rockets tomorrow in Houston. That game's on 11:50. They're the number three seed in the West. They're looking good.
I did not even know that Yogi Ferrell was on the team. When the hell did that happen? I was watching last night, and Seaman's like, what an addition!
It was new, because he scored his first points.
So. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Matt, we got the NFL a week away from the draft. The Jaguars are on the clock with a number one overall pick. Chargers pick 13th.
Chargers!
Raiders 17th.
The silver and black are back!
We'll talk more about the Rams.
Oh, that's coming. We
in
got
the next
some good Rams
segment.
Info.
Yeah. Tom Brady thinks he's Clayton Kershaw, can just give the mean mug to umpires and officials.
He doubled up. He did a double Instagram.
Doesn't like the new NFL jersey rule change. He commented on Instagram with good luck trying to block the right people now. Going to make for a lot of bad football. He then added with a second post, why not let the linemen wear whatever they want to? Why have numbers? We just have colored jerseys.
This is when he really got petulant.
Why not wear the same number? Well, we do that in college. Dumb, he wrote.
And why don't we have numbers? Let's just wear colored jerseys out there, huh?
Listen, if you can identify the Will when he's wearing 55, I'm pretty sure you can identify him when he's wearing 5.
No, I can't.
I.
This is dumb. Bad football. This is stupid. Well, it's not like they're doing it for fashion's sake.
There's
again,
only
it's you got a 15-man practice squad
only
now.
50 guys on the roster, maybe out there on a given Sunday. Like you can figure out who the linebackers and safeties are, Tom.
And by the way,
you're okay.
Most of them are not going to change their number this year anyway.
We're going
to be retired.
We're going to be able to identify the mic.
No.
You're not going to be like Mike's number 5. That's not the original mic. We can't turn the protection.
That's not the original.
Ibrahimovic has agreed to sign a 1-year contract extension with AC Milan. Which will see him play beyond his 40th birthday. Zlatan.
Yeah, what? Can he still play? He's an old man right now. He's 39 now. Great. What kind of news is this?
17 goals this season.
Oh, so there's that.
And then you got your Bundesliga. German football clubs will move into a mandatory quarantine for the final two rounds of the season as a preventative measure against any further COVID-19 postponements. They got to have that money in Germany.
Surprising, considering robots can't get COVID. And here they are going into quarantine.
Vaccinated robots.
And you got the NCAA Football Oversight Committee. They are going to recommend safety changes for college football that will include reducing the number of full pad practices from 21 to 8.
No one's going to tackle anybody anymore.
I tagged you. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Well, you only got me with one. You didn't get me with
down.
Two.
You're dead.
They're going to limit each team to 2 full scrimmages, which is good because then USC won't have to be embarrassed about not being able to sell 5,000 tickets to one of their scrimmages. And they're going to ban full-speed collision drills.
No more Oklahoma.
Here you go.
What's going to happen to the PMS Oklahoma Twitter feed?
Right? Gone.
The Kings are 17-20-6 on the season, and they're straight-up sellers.
They sold carts. He's out. He's gone. He's in Pittsburgh. They host the Minnesota Wild tonight, 7 p.m. I do believe they're on a mini win streak right now, though. I believe they've won 2 in a row. So, way to go, Kings.
If you're going to hear some Ram shade today,
it's coming.
You're going to want to stay around because the best Ram shade is here.
I think even the most ardent Rams fan probably agree with some of the shade that's coming.
Stick around for the shady side of the street. Three Things Thursday is next.
It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
Petros and Money.
PMS.
With LA Sports. Now.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
Live on a Crunchy Groove Thursday, the Petros and Money Show is here. We already talked to Mark Grant, Mud, from the Padres broadcast, highly decorated broadcast. And we have Dodgers Padres, Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck coming up at 6. Scott Wolf joined us for the dirty underbelly of the USC Song Girls, the homeless guy, for several weeks eating 3 meals a day at the McKay Center.
3 weeks!
Jeez!
3 weeks, 3 square, a place to sleep, fingerprint identification to access areas, temperature checks every day, and this dude threaded that needle?
If I'm USC baseball and I got suspended for COVID violations because I took a beer bong, and you got a guy eating next to me that's freaking eating trash, like you said, man?
Sleeping outside and eating trash? Snapping photos with female athletes while he's in a jacuzzi?
Check that out.
What the hell?
On the iHeartRadio app.
No wonder they want to suppress it.
We have F1 tomorrow, the F1 report. But right now, it's time for Three Things Thursday.
Roll it.
One, two, three.
This is Three Things Thursday on TMS.
Rams better be careful. That's all I'm saying. They better be careful. I'm
like,
not
careful how?
Just, I'm not saying the
like,
draft.
Like, don't mess with the bull.
You get the horns. And you know what? The draft is the bull, and I'm not saying it's a crapshoot. Certainly, there is an exceptional amount of skill involved. We had David Vesse on earlier. He talked about the 2016 draft of the Dodgers and all those major leaguers it produced. When you have good scouts, when you have a good general manager, president of football, whatever it may be, maybe you're better when it comes to scouting than other teams. There are good drafting teams. There are bad drafting teams. There are exceptional drafting teams. I think when you talk about the one we're closest affiliated with, we would throw the Chargers into one of the good drafting team categories.
Best draft.
Joey Bosa, Justin Herbert.
Oh, great players.
I don't know if they would fall into the exceptional category. There are not very many teams because who the hell knows what 19, 20, and 21-year-olds are going to look like when they freaking graduate to the NFL and there's grown-ass men breathing down their throats.
It's like Jack Kerouac said, Matt, a football player in his own right at the University of Colombia. Nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody except for the forlorn rags of growing old.
The Rams have opted, to some degree,
it's a crapshoot out there, Matt.
To protect themselves.
The cookie crumbles into dust.
From serious derision when it comes to draft picks because they haven't picked in the first round since Jared Goff.
Right, and that was a mistake. I think we can all...
Certainly. So when you don't...
We can all agree...
When you don't waste your first rounders, like, to some degree, the Raiders are getting attacked for wasting the last few years with guys that are no longer playing or they're having to draft the same positions over and over. First rounders is really what gets the public and the media's attention as to whether or not you're a good general manager.
Right, if it's a fourth rounder and he runs for 2,000 yards or something, they're not going to celebrate you till you're already probably fired.
Right,
and
because you've blown the first round pick.
An assistant to your old BFF down in Jacksonville.
But when you're Les Snead and you've traded away first rounders every single year for Brandon Cooks, who's no longer on the roster.
Didn't work out.
And now 2 first rounders for Jalen Ramsey, who is arguably the best cornerback in all of football.
Ramses, you are the best.
You can point to second and third rounders, fourth, some sixth rounders that have contributed and become starters on your football team. And I think that's what the Rams are doing here. They are puffing out their chest about Cam Akers, who when healthy at the close of the season looked pretty damn good as their lead running back. And that was a second round pick.
Kentucky guy.
Van Jefferson.
Or was he Kentucky?
He was Florida State.
No, Florida State. My bad.
The Kentucky guy was Lynn Bowden, who was a terrible pick by the Raiders and never even made it out of training camp.
Nice pick, Cates. You stupid Raiders. Terrible at the draft.
Van Jefferson out of Florida, another second-round contributor that they point to as, see that guy right there.
He's the original.
Another second-rounder that we've look, and I would say, like we just mentioned, each of them look like there's some promise there. And when you don't have a first rounder to point to as a boom or bust, this is what you celebrate. Jordan Fuller from the 6th round ended up getting substantial reps at the safety position.
When did I hear the Rams puffing their chest out about their late round draft picks?
Well, I just read 2 different articles. Not one, but 2. And I didn't quite recognize it. And it happened the day that I did the USC Pro Day. And it was whenever you do a Pro Day, you announce who's there. They put the camera on. Oh, look, there's Rick Spielman, general manager for the Vikings. Oh, there's Mike Mayock, general manager for the Raiders. And you would say there are representatives from 31 of the 32 teams. And then you would say, and of course, the Rams have sent no one. The Rams did not send an area scout. They didn't send an assistant to the assistant general manager. Les Snead did not get on a plane. None of their coaches got on any planes for any pro days.
So why buck the trend that has been the trend since the onset of pro football in the Jim Thorpe days, Matt?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because they were willing to go on the record and share why. As though they have uncovered something that 31 other teams have not been able to figure out. There's an article by Jordan Rodrigue in The Athletic, and I believe I saw another one in the LA Times, detailing why they believe keeping their scouts at home, their coaches at home, to further study from film is a better use of their time. And by the way,
smells like a plant, man.
This isn't.
Matt, I'm not watching that Sasquatch on Hulu with all those pickers up there in Humboldt. It smells like a plant.
You guys notice when the NFL Network does those pro days, they say 31 of the 32 teams are in attendance, and there's only one that's like, you want the story behind it? You want it? I'll give it to you. I'll go on record. You can quote Les Snead. You can quote Kevin Demoff. They didn't send anyone to the Senior Bowl for the full week, saying that they can get more done, that, oh, by the time we travel and we get set up and then we got to get all the film together and cut it up for everybody, it's just a tremendous loss of resources. And the most important resource is time. And now we've got more than that. That's fine. But again, you better be careful, because there's 31 other teams that do find value and going on campus for pro days and talking to an assistant. That might give him a little nugget about what this guy is like with his teammates around campus, what his practice habits are like, because the head coach ain't going to say crap. He's not going to tell you anything, because he wants his guys to get drafted as high as possible so he can tell recruits, look what I've done with all of my guys. That's what you do when you go on campus. You have to unearth those people that will give you some inside info that might, you know, that guy, he's a cokehead. Nobody knows, but I know his drug dealer. I mean, yeah. That's what you're doing.
People have a tendency to tell you a lot more when you're walking around the grounds like Mrs. Robinson and making yourself feel at home, whether you're in Norman, Oklahoma, or Ames, right. Iowa, or anywhere, or you're Mike Yam up there at Stanford. You know, I mean, it does help to go there. And anybody who works in the sport, whether you're a broadcaster or whatever you are, camera guy, you're going to get a lot more out of being there,
yes,
than you are not being there. So anybody who knows the sport reads those stories and they just immediately, you say, okay, they're lazy.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. It screams we're being lazy. And we believe the hype. We believe that we can unearth Cooper Kupp in the third round and John Johnson in the third round and Gerald Everett in the fourth or whatever the hell he was, and we're fine. But again, the draft, man, she could be a mean bitch and can knock you on your ass. And it's not like they've hit home runs with all of their picks. They've had some pretty impressive selections in the middle to late rounds, but they have not all been hits. The second thing, 9,000 square feet.
9,000?
Remember, the draft is in Cleveland this year. The draft is no longer virtual. The draft is in Cleveland. Kings of Leon are playing on a stage between the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and First Energy Field.
They got a new album out.
New album. They're pushing it.
Really unfortunate what Nicole Alvarez did to them.
Isn't it? So there is not what we saw last year with Bill Belichick's dog making a selection from his kitchen table.
Yeah, and Vrabel's kid blowing it out of
right?
the background.
Vrabel's kid on the toilet. Tom Telesco's sweet surfboard.
Oh, yeah. Really.
Like, that's gone this year. The picks will be announced from a stage. But the Rams announced via their social media feed that they have leased a 9,000-square-foot Malibu beach house with a view of the Pacific and infinity pool that they have decided to turn into their draft headquarters.
Why are they trying to Kingsbury Kingsbury?
Exactly. It's like, hey, the Kingsbury thing worked because it was virtual, and it was funny when they went to make the pick, and you're like, what the hell is this guy doing?
But you're notorious for already trying too hard. You had to call yourself out for your stupid shirtless rosé thing.
Right? And you had to give us a Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio for why your uniforms are bone and not white.
You know what? They're the LAUSD. That's who the Rams are. They're like behind on everything. They're like, no, we're still, in the fall, we're thinking about maybe. It's like, really, guys? Because everybody else is going to Cleveland.
Here's a taste of here's a taste of is this last? This is basically their hype video of what we're doing here.
Rocket Mortgage Draft House.
All right, scene one, take two, common mark.
Malibu.
Okay, my bad. Mental error.
I'm most excited about the 2021 draft. To be honest with you, the new draft room that we have.
Look at those ball skills. This guy's a magician.
I mean, heck, the view.
Okay, you're on a beat.
It's unbelievable. Hopefully, I'm just as excited about the 22 draft. Because what do we see this spread and see this view? And you can't help but draft well.
What is that?
In an environment like this.
What?
Is that how it works?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, we know you're rich. You rented a really nice house on the beach.
What kind of sense that it's the draft? When you think of a war room, you don't think of Andrew Whitworth hitting a 9-iron off a practice mat and an infinity pool.
My question would be this, Matt. Who are they trying to impress?
Exactly.
It's like their fans aren't in St. Louis anymore. No one cares that you're worth your billions of dollars. You're an NFL franchise. We know you can rent a nice house on the beach. It doesn't.
You know
so what?
When I think of the sport of football and all that goes into it, I really think of high society and Hollywood. Like, to me, those two things just really merge when it comes to building a football team. What do we want? Well, we want people that would fit into this environment, this 9,000-square-foot Malibu beach home where we can play golf and hop in an infinity pool and look at the coast.
Not since Against All Odds have we had that kind of crossing of the streams.
It is it is odd to say. And look, you want to sell it to Rocket Mortgage? I got news. I'm guessing they probably would have paid to just be the sponsor of your war room. If you stayed in one of the trailers in Thousand Oaks and you were like, this is the Rocket Mortgage war room, probably would have been fine.
You don't have to create desperately an LA image. You're here.
Right? Look at this guy right here. This guy is a magician. I mean, I know McVay's from Ohio.
I get it. But
I think Les is from like Missouri or something.
Your fans aren't there.
Like that.
Your fans live here. They don't want to see you in a beach house because your fans live in La Puente, and they don't want to hear it. You're Colin Cowherd and your fans.
Right. I can't wait to see what we do for 2022. I can.
We're going to go to Mars.
I mean, how can you not draft well in this environment? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe pick the wrong guy.
It doesn't have any impact on where your war room is.
Pick a guy with a screw in his foot and he
Jeez.
Doesn't turn out okay.
Maybe the sun blurred out the image on that 9,000-inch screen that Sean McVay is describing magicians on and you picked the wrong guy.
You know what? I was Demoff asked me to put some sunscreen on his shoulders and I turned my head and I missed the pick.
We lost two slots. I mean, God.
It's insulting.
One, we're too lazy to send anybody anywhere. And two, but we're smarter than everybody. Go ahead, write a 3,000-word article about it. I'll even give you quotes on the record as to why we're not doing it.
Nobody is all hat, no cattle, even though they have nothing but cattle.
Right?
Than the Rams. It's like all they try to do is sell this stupid, like...
Rosé?
This weird...
A little bit of rosé?
None of us live this L.A. ideal that the Rams have created.
1% of 1% of Los Angeles is of 1%. 1% of 1% of
1%. Shirtless coach in the Hollywood Hills with his
yes.
Instagram model girlfriend.
They're living that life. You know what? I'm going to add an extra 1%. 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% are living that life. A 9,000-square-foot infinity pool Malibu mansion.
How do I not draft okay sitting here?
Well, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll tune into the Chargers broadcast and they'll be in Corona Del Mar. Overlooking a cliff of their own.
That'd be nice.
Dueling 9,000-square-foot beach houses for a draft room. But if I were to guess, they'll probably just be inside of a conference room in Costa Mesa at their Chargers practice facility.
It seems just extravagantly unnecessary.
And I'm sure the neighbors are very excited about having the Rams. I can imagine that being the case in the exclusive community of Malibu, 1 mile wide and 27 miles long.
Oh, they'll love it. They'll be really happy to see Sneed. Very fashionable guy.
Look at those glasses.
See the marks. Dead Alive Guy birthday coming up. City of Hope Dodger pregame. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates. CT3's joining Vasse. It's all unfolding tonight. Dodgers Padres on AM 570.
The dogs begin to bark.
The hounds begin to howl. Watch out, all you kinfolk. My little red rooster's on the prowl.
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app.
Now. Right here. They've got asphalt in our teeth and tree bark in our forehead.
All of us. Every one of us.
We're all from here. Matt's a blood. I'm a crip.
Name an area code. We've lived there. Except for Kate's. He's 818 only.
Only here. Forever. One time, Kate's crossed Cahuenga. And literally, he lived on the other side of Cahuenga.
I think that was the year.
The west side of Cahuenga was the furthest west he ever got.
He calls it the years of the 310.
Yeah, it was wild for Kate. He's like, you know, I could feel that ocean breeze on the west side.
323.
Oh, that west side of Cahuenga, I'd feel that ocean breeze. Thank you for listening, everybody. We've got the big Dodgers-Padres matchup tonight. 6 o'clock, Dodgers on deck. David Vasse has got CT3. We've talked all about it. Tim Cates is coming up next.
CT!
We have talked to Mark Grant, the Mudcat from Bally Sports San Diego.
That's not the original.
He kind of is the OG, but Vasse also came on, and Scott Wolf, about the homeless punt returner and USC cheerleading controversy.
Well, you got a TV, buddy?
Well, you see him.
All you need social media to see it for Scott Wolf. All of your information, including photos, can be found at
Inside USC. Matt, you got the code word information for people here?
Unfortunately, I do.
Oh, there's nothing unfortunate about it.
You already heard your sixth and final code word for today. We've told you in the past, podcast anything you might have missed earlier from noon until, we gave it to you right there at the start of the 5 o'clock hour. Pool those, wake up early, get the two code words at 6 and 7 a.m., and then next thing you know in the 8 o'clock hour, you might win a six-pack of tickets to a Dodger game.
Who won this morning?
Give it to us one more time, Case.
What was the guy's name? I was a girl, because women listen to us.
Did you know?
They like me quite a bit. I'm Fred.
Sonia from the 951.
Yeah,
Sonia.
Way to go, Son. Dodgers Padres coming up. Matt's got the dead guy.
Dead guy, birthday today, passing over that pile of crap, Vladdy Lenin. Hey, hipster college kid with a Vladdy Lenin shirt on. Are those kids out there? Or are they all just wearing Karl Marx, I guess, huh?
They're Marxists.
They're Marxists.
Now. They don't understand Vlad.
They don't understand that Marxists planted the seeds that sprouted into Lenin that led to the Cheka and the Red Terror and all that. So anyway.
I never thought Marxism would make its way to TikTok, but it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I just look at Lenin as a product of Marxism and
well, put it into action and killed a lot of people.
Yeah,
Marx was
yeah,
really
go ahead.
Marx just a philosopher.
Go ahead and check out the gulag, huh? Mm-hmm. See how that went. All right. L.A. man, Wrecking Crew, studio musician turned international superstar. Happy would have been 85th to Glenn Travis Campbell. Born in Billstown, Arkansas. Pops, sharecropper, lived on a farm, barely managed, grew cotton, corn, watermelons, potatoes. Quote, said Glenn about his childhood. Yeah, give me some volume. This is, I believe I've said it here before in this space. So it's one of the earlier songs I remember being my mom's favorite song. Loved Rhinestone Cowboy.
Wow, it's a lot better than leaving on a jet plane.
Right?
That was my mom's favorite, and I'm freaking tired of it.
I can just see Antoinette cranking the volume in the Ford Country Squire when Rhinestone Cowboy came on.
It's a great, hey,
it's a great song.
Great sentiment, too. Like a Rhinestone Cowboy?
Right?
Come on.
Especially when you grow up dropping out of school at 14, picking cotton for $1.25 for 100 pounds. Oh, yeah, hit it.
Like a Rhinestone Cowboy.
So good. His family bond was strong. Started playing guitar at age 4 after his father gave him a Sears bought $5 guitar as a gift. His uncle Boo taught him the basics. Short 2 years later, performing on local radio stations when he wasn't picking cotton, he was listening to Django Reinhardt. After he dropped out of school, he moved to Houston, then Albuquerque. Joined his uncle's band, known as
Uncle John's band,
Dick Bills.
Oh, my bad.
And the Sandy Mountain Boys. He met a lady.
My bad.
He got married at 17. She was 16. Formed his own band, the Western, ooh, this is a tongue twister, the Western Wranglers. They would play every night of the week.
Western Wranglers.
The Western Wranglers. They finally moved to L.A., and instead of taking the Western Wranglers with him, he became a session musician and part of the famous Wrecking Crew. Played on some of the biggest recordings of the time. Beach Boys, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole. Elvis Presley was a very close friend of his. They recorded the soundtrack for Viva Las Vegas together in 64. Later said, quote, Elvis and I were brought up the same humble way, picking cotton and looking at the south end of a northbound mule. Started getting on the telly around 64, a touring member of the Beach Boys, played guitar on Pet Sounds. 67 finally broke through as an artist. Gentle on My Mind, an instant hit. Follow-ups, particularly By the Time I Get to Phoenix, that was a number one. Won 4 Grammys, he had arrived. Got his own TV show, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
It's kind of like the true embodiment of the lead singer of the Good Old Boys.
Yes.
Driver of the Winnebago.
No question.
Lead singer, driver of the Winnebago. We're the Good Old Boy.
No question.
What are you going to do about it, Stein?
Always a plaid button down, or I should say snaps, with the mother of pearl snaps. Nice side part.
Oh, yeah. Like a Rhinestone Cowboy.
This was his biggest song ever, though. Rhinestone Cowboy. Number one.
He got a cool cover album that he came out with right before he died.
Yeah, right before he died.
Did These Days on it, the Jackson Brown song.
Some Green Day on there, like some full-on current songs.
Kind of like Johnny Cash.
There. Yeah. He also did, if you've never seen it, because it is, I didn't realize how old Any Which Way You Can was. It's 41 years old, but one of the great Clint Eastwood movies, especially musically. The soundtrack to that thing is awesome, and Glenn Campbell.
Well, I'll do it in the noir.
Is all over it. Country Music Hall of Fame. He was married 4 times.
No.
6 sons, 3 daughters. Alzheimer's got him in 2017.
It was ugly there at the end.
It was, and it was chronicled, and I did not know.
Oh, I remember he had a performance, and when he got done, he was like, is that, where do I go?
Yeah.
I'm out of there. Like, bring down Glenn's mic.
Glenn Campbell's I'll Be Me is the documentary that chronicles him still playing while he had Alzheimer's. I did not know this. James Keach, Stacy's brother. Mm-hmm. Stacy Keach's brother was the one that directed that and won the Grammy for it.
Mike Hammer?
Who would have guessed?
That Mike Hammer, free on Tubi.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mel Carter, Matt, will make it all musical from around the same era. Mel Carter is 83 years old and he's alive, unlike Glenn Campbell.
Who is dead.
Correct. That's the distinction here. Give me the Mel. Seems like a great guy. Mel Carter's the guy that sang this song. Hold me. Thrill me. Kiss me. Which is really illegal today. You can't say that to anybody. It's harassment. And I pay a guy to take the test for me here at work. So we know we can't say that kind of stuff to people.
You pay him for the both of us because I don't pay him. He just does it.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't mention it. This is a great song. Former child performer on local Cincinnati radio and TV. Tired of living my life up and down the dial. And his big success was this. Thrill me. Love me. Never let me go. Touch me. Taint me.
I don't remember the taint me part. I could look it up real quick on lyricsgenius.com. But I don't. Maybe I'm wrong.
Sink your gaff. What was it? The pink jar.
And I used to think Rock the Casbah, Shireen is on my head.
Yeah,
I thought
those
are the lyrics, so I confuse things regularly.
Sold 1 million.
How about that?
In 1965, this one. Turn it up. Come
Big
on.
Hit.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
Mel recorded for Sam Cooke's Derby Records. His first hit was When a Boy Falls in Love. The pop ballads were big for Mel. A couple other top 40 entries like Band of Gold. That's a good one. Suddenly My Heart Sings. I watched his interview with Dick Clark on American Bandstand.
Yeah.
Seemed like a good guy. Dick's like, so what do you do in your spare time? He's like, yeah, you know, let's go to the gym, stay fit, play a little tennis. And Dick's like, oh, all right. I was like, wow. He also acted. And Axe, I guess, still alive. He was on Magnum P.I. Couldn't find a clip.
Oh.
Not like Sax yesterday.
Right.
Sanford and Son. Chips.
Okay.
Hell of a resume.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Mel Carter. Never Let Me Go. 83 years old today. Mel Carter and Glenn Campbell. A musical birthday celebration on a crunchy, grooving Thursday. And now it's time for the City of Hope pregame. You know, it's City of Hope. Physicians and researchers are relentlessly working together to turn powerful science. And I watched the Weird Science, the party scene today. I mean, you just forget those great moments.
Gary and Wyatt.
Oh, just love them.
I was I just didn't have enough testosterone coursing through my veins at that time that I was more impressed that they got the Porsche and the Ferrari. As a little kid, I was like, oh my, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like getting a Porsche just appears out of nowhere.
As opposed to just having their way with LeBrock.
Exactly.
Horse crap.
It was.
Dodgers pods! Thanks. Matt's told the truth about it.
They're a 500 ball club.
Cityofhope.org, and there's no hope for the Padres again.
They are a 500 ball club.
Now, they win all four of these, they'll be even with the Dodgers.
There is that.
It's early.
The Padres were swept by the Brewers in a three-game series.
Boo.
It is lining up exactly how it lined up a week ago down in San Diego. Walker Buehler, Ryan Weathers get it going today. Buehler, 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 hits, no decision. And Ryan Weathers, I believe, lasted less than 4 innings in his major league debut as a starter. Good news, though, Mookie Betts in the lineup after he got hit in that forearm. Said he's sore, but he's ready to go. Coming up next, we've said it many a time, and we'll say it again. Leslie Cates' favorite, Chris Taylor, will be on Dodgers on Deck. Not with Tim Cates, although Tim Cates is the host of Dodgers on Deck, but in a...
Well, Tim's going to pass it off.
To David Vesson.
Year of the Rat, tonight. And we'll be back with more PMS.
Code Words tomorrow, live.
Yeah, tomorrow at 6.
Live.
We'll be back tomorrow at 3. Lisa Loeb tonight.
Don't forget.
When you want Dodgers, the only home is AM 570 LA Sports.
Matt Money Smith here talking about Cinch. I'm excited about this, very, because I have run into a couple different times going to a spot, a gas station, a convenience store, drug store, thinking I'm going to get propane, and they're out. And then they tell me, like, we're not going to have it for a couple.